This is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Monita Soni is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. During a recent visit to her native India, she collected special memories during a walk to the temple.
Recently on my overseas trip to Mumbai, I was jet-lagged. My parents live in Vashi, on a strip of reclaimed land by Thane Creek. On my morning walk, the tree-lined path abutting their backyard was monsoon bedazzled. I bid good morning to lush mango tree frames and weaved my way through spindly Ashoka assembly. I marched on towards the village temple, challenging the monsoon gods not to drench me. People were stirring in their homes. Strays and pet dogs were stretching. Hot water geysers were humming. The cosmos thrummed to Surya Namaskar. I came face to face with elderly citizens in rain chappals, clutching umbrellas, plucking white blooms for worship. I ventured to involve them in a dialogue. They observed me with half puzzlement, but were not rude, did not mind an intrusion into their morning rituals. I found everything so colorful and intensely beguiling, more so after my 20 years sojourn into the organized, clean, apparently hygienic Western world. I made it a walk to remember. I inhaled in the fascinating tapestry of life in her cosmic rhythm and forgot to exhale. I tasted rich color, shape, texture, and ether. The winding creepers, broad speckled strappy leaves, jeweled blooms, swaths of gray monsoon clouds, slashes of pink sky, not to mention hidden fauna making our planet more livable. Tender coconuts on slippery trunks like unreachable golden orbs, massive prickly jackfruit, tart green mangoes, colorful cashews, and towering trees with pendulous bean pods danced in rainfall. Black ravens did not swoop down on me. It was too early for houseflies, and deadly mosquitoes were busy guzzling their blood meals from sleeping Mumbaites. Village kids with scrubbed faces, school bags and water bottles were skipping to school, playing hopscotch on colored tiles. I could not peel my eyes away from their oiled braids, red ribbons waving like banners of hope. They were happy. I was happy too. Mud, grime, rubble and filth were everywhere, but there was also a gentle acceptance of seasonal wear and tear. The patient grace to thrive despite the mishmash of human mess was apparent here. My gaze touched careless disarray, juxtaposed with white virginity of a frangipani bloom. The Shiva temple was in my vision. I was enveloped in a spiritual orb, and the numerous walks my mother had taken to this temple were strung together like a garland of prayers. Golden rays outlined the spare figure of a woman wrapped in a white sari, praying. A devotee washed the courtyard. The air was crisp. The moment was centered. The attitude was drenched in gratitude. I bowed at the vermilion feet of the god of winds. I was home and one with creation.
Monita Soni grew up in Mumbai, surrounded by books, art, and laughter. She recently served as the president of the Huntsville Literary Association. You can hear the Writer's Corner every weekday at 9:30 during Morning Blend, and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, or find us at WLRH.org. Thank you.